Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them. Hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Amen. From my family to yours, Happy New Year, and may the Lord richly bless you and your family. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Javon at yrael50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Javon Rao, and you can leave her a message there. We also want to encourage you to become a partner this year with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you would like to become a partner and to help Without Walls Worldwide Ministry to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world, if you would become a partner, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. If you would like to be a partner, just contact Prophetess Yvonne at Prophetess Yvonne Rao, amen, on Facebook, or email her at the email address that I gave earlier. Also, Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao, amen. Glory be to God. It is truly a blessing. There are also other ministries under Prophetess Yvonne with you and I. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sundays from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Prophetic Corner with a true prophet of God, a powerful woman of God, and a praying woman of God. Amen. She can get a prayer up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Moment in the Spirit with your host, Minister Michelle Williams, every Monday morning by text or email. You will receive the Moment in the Spirit. There is an asking for an offering of $25 or more to receive the Moment in the Spirit. It is a 2-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can listen to it all week. It's a blessed word. It will uplift you in your spirit. It will encourage you to go on. Glory be to God. An awesome word for an offering of $25 or more, and that will also put you automatically on the prayer list. Amen. So you want to get connected to the WOW team. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao. From at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you want to be a part of this show. Glory be to God. Prophetess Yvonne is the leader of this great work. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. She is a true prophet of God and a powerful woman of God. Pastor is a preaching man of God and a true man of God, a true preacher. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. You will be blessed by this show. I want to encourage you to come become a part and a follower of One Word from the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, from a true prophet. Amen. That when they speak, it comes to pass. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of this show, amen, a powerful word from the Lord every Saturday, amen, a powerful woman of God, hallelujah, a praying woman, she can get a prayer up, glory be to God, hallelujah, we just thank God for the wild team, amen. And if you need prayer, amen, glory to God, you can send me a prayer request on Facebook. You can inbox me there, or you can submit a prayer request on my website, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries at yoda.com. Amen. And I will pray for you. Amen. And be praying with you. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day. Keep all the announcements in mind. Hallelujah. Put them in your phone and on your calendar. Amen. So you can be a part of all of the shows up under the leadership of Prophet Siobhan Ryle. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a new season, a new year with new things that's coming forth in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to be under the right leadership, and you want to be up under the right ministries, and you want to be following the right ministries, because your blessings come when you honor the right ministries of God that God has chosen and ordained to be shepherds. Glory be to God. Amen. Our message today will come from 1 John, one of my favorite books. Glory to God. And it's going to be 1 John, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to begin at verse number 9. Well, while you're doing that, amen, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory for allowing us to see the first Sunday of 2016. God, we just give you praise and glory for it, because many got close to the door and didn't make it. Glory be to God. But you saw fit to see that we open up our eyes this morning and started us on our way to see another day. Oh, God, we just give you praise, and we just give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your name, for thou art worthy of all our praises, Father. We come, oh, Father, to worship you. We come, oh, Father, to give you praise and honor and glory to your name, oh, Father. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Father, a new day that we've never seen before, a new day in another year. Oh, God, we just give you praise for the new things that are about to come in the name of Jesus for all of his people all around the world. We thank you for the new season. We thank you for the new thing. We thank you right now for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for keeping us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be today, oh, God? Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for what you've already done, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you all the praise. We give you a hallelujah praise. We thank you right now, God, that you are God and there is no other God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray for the comfort. They're comforting you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are lost in sin, oh Father. We pray that they will come out of sin and come to know you, come to know your love, come to know the Father through Christ Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise for deliverance of your people, oh God, all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power and your deliverance power. We thank you, Father, for your supernatural things that's coming forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you praise for it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're a God that's able to deliver. We thank you that you're a God that's able to set free. We thank you that you're a God that's able to break down every stronghold, break down every bondage. Father, we just give you praise because we know that you are able to keep us. Oh, God, we just give you praise. Ah, hallelujah. We praise your name. We just say hallelujah. 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 We just say hallelujah to your precious name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jesus and his blood that he shed. We thank you for your everlasting love that never changes. We thank you even now. We thank you for this message that's coming forth, Father God. We give it back unto you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Decrease me and increase you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it's all about Jesus. Glory be to God. We just give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All praises go to the Lord, and we give you praise. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. What a good day it is. What a blessed day that it is, that God has shown his love to us once again, that he has allowed us to come into a new year out of his love for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. The message will be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 9. And the word of God reads, "And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love the God, but that he loved it us and sent his Son to be the appreciation of sacrifice for our sin." Glory be to God. I'm going to stop reading right there. Amen. But I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time. Amen. If you would go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. I'm talking about God's love. Hallelujah. The source of love. Glory be to God. We just thank God for his love. Hallelujah. The title of the message today is The Love of God. The Love of God. The scripture says, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." Hallelujah. God's love for us was so great. Hallelujah. That he sent forth his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah, to die on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. The scripture says unto us, it was not that we loved it, God, but it was that God loved it us that much. The love of God manifested in the flesh, the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the beginning was the Word of God. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. He was in the beginning. Glory be to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the word was God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and of mercy. Glory be to God. Jesus, the Son of God, came, glory be to God, because of the love of God for the world. Ah, hallelujah, for the love of mankind. Glory be to God. His love always existed, even in the beginning. Glory be to God. His love, glory be to God, for the world. Glory be to God. That he sent forth his only Son into the world to die for the sins of the world. Glory be to God. Because Jesus had no sin or knew no sin. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. He was sinless. Glory be to God. The love of God for the world was shown and revealed unto us by the manifestation of Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The love of God that he gave of himself, that he gave his life. Glory be to God. That he sent his only Son. Glory be to God. That we might live through him. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. The love of God. Ah, hallelujah. It's the greatest love that the world has ever known. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us, glory be to God, because he loved us. hallelujah, not because we loved him. Ah, hallelujah, his love existed before the foundation of the world, glory be to God. He knew that we were going to need a Savior. He already knew what was going to happen in the Garden of Eden, glory be to God. And he sent forth his son, Jesus, all glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah, to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Glory be to God, the love of God. Ah, hallelujah, many cannot understand the love of God. Hallelujah, ah, hallelujah, thanking God right now, even now, for the love. Oh, glory be to God. My Lord, my Lord, God is love, says the word, and not that love is God. Hallelujah. The love of God was revealed by Jesus' birth, his life, his resurrection, and when he rose again. Hallelujah. It was revealed unto us when he allowed Jesus to carry the cross. Hallelujah. When he allowed Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah, to go through all of the pain and suffering because of the love of God for us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came down from heaven. Ah, hallelujah, for the whole world. Ah, glory be to God. He came, hallelujah, for the sinner, hallelujah, all of those that were sick and needed a Savior, glory be to God, because the Bible tells us that God showed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, that we might be healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, glory be to God, the love of God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ gave of himself. Hallelujah. He shedded his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we might have life through him, eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. He says in the word, Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am life. Glory be to God. And there's no way to the Father. Glory be to God. But through Jesus, there's no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the only way. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. When Jesus came, ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He came that we could be reconciled unto God because sin killeth the soul of man. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Sin killeth the soul of man. Hallelujah. But Jesus came. Glory be to God. Over 2,000 years ago, he shed his blood for the whole world that all might be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He came that the soul of man could be saved if they would choose this day who they would serve. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy. For the Bible says that God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, glory be to God, but that they might be saved through him. Ah, hallelujah, glory be to God. The Bible also tells us that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that does not believe is already condemned if they do not believe in the Son. Ah, hallelujah, you must receive the love of God. Hallelujah, and the love of God for you is real. Hallelujah, there's nothing fake about it. Glory be to God. Many times in our lives we're in relationship where the love is not real and it's fake. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah, but everything about God is real. Ah, hallelujah, it's true and it's pure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, glory be to God. God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time now to get your life right with God. Ah, hallelujah. It's time now to come out of the world of sin and live for the true and living God. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, the love of God. Ah, hallelujah. My God, the true love of God. Ah, hallelujah. His love is everlasting. It was in the beginning. It will be until the end. His love for us was so great. Glory be to God. And it was a great price that Jesus paid for us. Ah, hallelujah. It was a great price that he had to pay. Ah, hallelujah. For our sins, glory be to God. The love of God, ah, hallelujah, was shown when Jesus carried the cross. The love of God, glory be to God, was shown when Jesus on Calvary cross, as the blood flowed down the cross all the way to Calvary Hill. Glory be to God. The love of God, hallelujah, was shown when they nailed him to the cross. Oh, glory. The Bible says, oh, Lord, we thank you right now for your word. The Bible says that Jesus, glory be to God, he was nailed to the cross for your sin and my sin. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says that Jesus had a crown of thorns upon his head. Oh, my God, my God. The Bible says, glory be to God, that he was pierced in his side. Glory be to God. His feet were nailed to the cross, and the blood was streaming down. Glory be to God for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world, the love of God was revealed through the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Glory be to God. The Bible says, hallelujah, if God had not sent his son, we would be living and dying in sin, dying in darkness. But the Bible tells the light came into the world. Glory be to God. He was the light. Glory be to God. It was in his blood. Glory be to God that life would come. Glory be to God, because life was in the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. John the Baptist said, glory be to God, I am the voice crying in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Make straight the way of the Lord, that said the prophet Elijah. Oh, hallelujah. John said, behold the Lamb of God that cometh to take away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. The love of God, hallelujah, was shown in the manifestation of his son. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your love. Oh, God. Glory be to God. The love of God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord. If you will seek God today, and if you will seek the love of God, and don't seek the things of the world. You're seeking love, but you're seeking it in all the wrong places. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you will seek the love of God, hallelujah. Ah, everything will be all right. Because in that love, you will find comfort and peace. In that love, you will find joy and happiness. In that love, you will find deliverance. In that love, you will find healing. In that love, you will find endurance and peace within your soul. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, for he's worthy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The love of God, oh, hallelujah, is the greatest love that the world has ever known. That God loved us so much that he sent forth his son into the world, that whosoever believeth in him shall have life. Jesus came that you might have life, that your soul might live. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The love of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, the love of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Many can't understand the love of God, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. If you would just receive his love today, glory be to God, and come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. He's a forgiving God, hallelujah. He will forgive you, he will clean you up. Where you are, glory be to God. But you got to be willing to change your life. You got to be willing to live and walk in righteousness and holiness. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Because you can't serve two masters. The word says you can't serve two masters. Either you're going to love one or hate the other. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. It's time now to get your life right with God. The love of God has already been shown. It's already been revealed. Jesus has already been to the cross. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's already suffered for our sins. Hallelujah. He's already bore all of our burdens and our pains and our sorrows. He's already been afflicted for all of that. Glory be to God, but he's getting ready to return. Glory be to God, his return draws nigh. Glory be to God, and one must be ready for the coming of the Messiah. Glory be to God, the love of God, hallelujah, is available to all who receive it. Glory be to God. You must want him. Glory be to God. He gives you a choice. Choose this day who you will serve. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The love of God. Hallelujah. It's real. It's a real thing. Glory be to God. You've been searching the world all over for love, and you can't find it. You can't find it in your so-called friends, and sometimes you can't even find it in your family. You can't find it in your money. You can't find it in your status quo, in your high-paying job, in your fine houses, in your fine cars. You're looking for that love, glory be to God, but it can't love you back. Glory be to God. The love that you're seeking is in God. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all of these other things will be added unto you. The love of God. Hallelujah. Seek his love today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. The love of God. The Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, it's none that is perfect. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because he said all have sinned. But he sent forth his son to take away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. He made Jesus known unto the world. Glory be to God. It's something about the name of Jesus. When they want to silence the name of Jesus, when they don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood. Glory be to God. Jesus yet lives. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. The love of God. Ah, hallelujah. The greatest gift that the world has ever known. We receive many gifts in our lives for whatever reason, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, or whatever. Hallelujah. But there's no gift that you will ever receive in your life greater than the gift that God has already given unto you. That's the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, God being rich in mercy because of his great love. His love was so great. With which he loved it us. Not that we loved it him, but he loved it us. Even when we were dead in our sins, he yet loved us and made us alive together with Christ. In other words, Christ reconciled us back to God because we were separated by sin. Glory be to God. His mercy is great. His mercies are new every day. Glory be to God. He's a merciful God and a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Because of his great love. The great love of God that we might be saved. No greater gift that the world has ever known. The love of God is always the same. He don't love one no more than he loves the other. He don't show a respect to person. His love is steadfast and is faithful. And always to the end, from everlasting to everlasting, the love of God. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The love of God was manifested, hallelujah, through the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to encourage you today, if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, and you have not experienced this love of God, I want to encourage you to give your life to Christ today. Hallelujah. I pray that, hallelujah, that you will become a doer of the word and not just a hearer of his word. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus. Glory be to God. If you don't know this love of God, hallelujah, that you can find through Christ Jesus, I want to encourage you to come. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Come, and he will save you. Come, he's waiting on you. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop a personal relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. We do hope something was said here today to bring you closer to the Lord. Amen. We got to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Meet us here next week at the same time at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord.